day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure from CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Dr. Estelle Chamoux from the Biology Department at Bishop's University, who will be speaking to us about her new initiative, the Inspector Genetico Project. So thank you so much, Estelle, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it. Can you please start off by telling us what initiated the Inspector Genetico Project?
I started the debate 3 years ago in 2019. It was as part of a project from the National Institute for Engineering and Science, and they wanted us to create initiatives in schools. So I created two little workshops and gave them in an elementary school and in a high school of the region. The workshops were very well received. The professors were really enjoyed the presentation of the workshops and found that it was useful. So I wanted to go on and to improve the experience. Then the pandemic hit, but now we are back to be able to go in the schools. So I'm very happy to, in fact, give a real birth to the whole project. So it's, we will give now five different workshops adapted to the levels of students. So elementary, beginning high school and high school students.
Okay. And these will be in schools across the Eastern Townships region, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. So yes, the whole Eastern Townships, so including the large definition of the Eastern Townships, so we can go up to Brome, Missisquoi, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. And I just want to ask you a little bit more about the workshops that are going to be taking place in the schools. What do they look like exactly, and how will they be carried out in the schools? How does this work?
So it's pretty simple, but it's usually an investigation. So it looks like a game, in fact. And so we have different topics, but it's all about biology, more specifically genetics. And the idea is to introduce science in a fun and engaging way. So the students will act as investigation. They will try to answer questions. So, for instance, for elementary school students, I have little models of 3D cells. And the game is that each cell is not working properly. So every group of students will have to play the doctor for the cells, and they will have to find what is not working, and they will have to fix the cell. So it will be pretty simple, and we have science animators who will help them. So that's an example for a very simple elementary school workshop.
Okay, so it's going to be students who are studying in the program at Bishop's that are going to be helping carry out this workshops. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, so I have a science animator team. So we have six students. Four of them are students at Bishop's. I also have two previous students from Bishop's who are now graduate students working at the SHU as a master's student in at the Faculty of Medicine of UDF. So they are perfectly bilingual, and they can give the workshop in French or English. And so we also have some more complex workshops, for the high school students. We have workshops where they have to map a gene in a chromosome. So using the real technique, we simulate the techniques in the lab. Of course, they do the exact same kind of techniques as what we do in a real lab, and they have to map on a specific chromosome using the same techniques as in a real lab.
So it seems like it's a really great educational experience for students.
Yeah, and it's mostly what we want is to show them that science is a cool thing, and that it can be interesting, and it can have a purpose also, because sometimes you study science but you don't really know what it will give you in the end. You don't really know what it's going to be useful for, and here with that we start from a real problem, a real like concrete example, and then we use the science to solve it too. For instance, the mapping project, it will include a little bit of biology, a little bit of molecular biology, a little bit of mathematics. So, in fact, they use different types of sciences that they've learned before to solve a problem that they couldn't imagine they would be able to solve.
Okay, so it seems that one of the major goals of this project is really to promote the sciences.
Yeah, so in fact, it was financed by the Ministry of Economy and Finance. Oh. And I precise that because the very reason behind the project is that they launched the call for projects that aim at increasing or sparking interest for scientific careers. And specifically in the Eastern Townships, we have a lot of innovation centers, a lot of research centers, and very few students actually know that there are opportunities here. Very few students know that they could be part of it, that it's also for them. So a lot of people think that science is just reserved to a very tiny portion of the population, that they don't really, that it's not really for them. And the idea behind the project is not just to educate in science and to spark interest for science. It is also to say, yeah, you can also become a scientist, and you can also have a great career opportunity in science as a researcher, as a research technician, as a research professional. So at the end of each workshop, we'll have little video capsules presented to the students that will showcase a scientist. The scientists will invite the students to a follow-up project after. So the students who were very interested in the workshop, they can ask for a follow-up, and it can be a visit in a lab or a one-day researcher experience. It can be a science fair project that they want to develop, and we will accompany them with that too. We won't just give the workshop and then leave. We will give the workshop, and then anyone who wants to know more or to visit a lab, they can go there and they can see it.
Okay, that sounds like a great opportunity for students. What do you hope that students will take away from this project, and what do you hope that they will learn from it?
I hope that they first find that science is fascinating, especially biology. But my real hope is that no one thinks that they cannot be part of it. If they are interested, they should think that it is possible to work in that. So it's important that they don't think that it is just for very few people. And my real hope is that students think that they can, if they want to be there, they can be there.
Okay. And how can schools get involved exactly? I know there's like a registration process, if I'm not mistaken. How can schools get these workshops into their space?
Yeah. So we have a website. I created a website. And the schools or the teachers can directly contact us. Right? So it's very simple, www.genetico.org. And they can send us a message or email to request more information or to request a visit in their school. For now, it's just a landing page, but I am updating the website, and there will be more precision about the different workshops. And yes, it's very simple. So they can just contact us, and we schedule workshops to be taking place from September 2022 to June 2023. So it is for the following school year.
Okay. And I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you would like to mention, Estelle, that you think would be important for the community to know about this project.
Yeah, maybe just that if parents or students are interested in having a workshop, they could also talk to their professor and ask their professor to contact us. And it's totally free. Yeah, that's important to mention that, you know, the schools have nothing to pay for that. It's totally taken care of. And we arrive in the school with all the material necessary for the workshop. They don't have to provide anything.
That's great. Thank you so much, Estelle. I really appreciate you speaking with us today.
Okay, it's a pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.